It is the day before Christmas in Washington, D.C., where final preparations are underway for the tree lighting ceremony on the White House lawn. We join newscaster Jimmy Olsen as he moves through the crowd outside the fence.
Hi, everybody. What a day this is. There's an excitement in the air like you wouldn't believe. Never saw so many happy faces. The holiday spirit is so strong you can almost feel it. Excuse me, sir. I'm Jimmy Olsen, WGBS-TV. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
How do you like Washington?
Great.
What do you think of that tree up there?
Fantastic. I'm from Oregon, and I know something about trees, and I tell you, that's got to be the biggest Christmas tree ever. Make a great show when the lights go on.
Thank you, sir. And you, ma'am, what do you think of all this?
Beautiful, just beautiful. I can hardly wait until tonight. It will be almost as beautiful as stars over my home state of Alabama.
Thank you, ma'am. And you, sir, have you ever been to one of these?
And while Jimmy Olsen continues his interviews, we switch to the WGBS studios in Metropolis, where Lois Lane and Clark Kent are watching a studio monitor.
Isn't he doing a great job, Clark? And on his first big assignment.
Sure is. And so is the cameraman, getting some great close-ups. Matter of fact, I thought I saw someone.
Oh, look, that young couple and their little daughter. Listen.
And you say you're from Ohio, right? First time in Washington.
And it's also wonderful. When are they going to turn on the lights, Daddy?
Right after dark, Amy. And it'll be the biggest, brightest, most beautiful Christmas tree you ever saw. It'll light up the whole lawn.
Will it light up the whole world, Daddy? Light up the whole world.
Oh, Clark, isn't she adorable?
Light up the whole world. Light up the whole world. Light up the whole
Clark, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Just a little headache. It'll go away. Think I'll just go out for a little air. Walk down by the river.
But something was wrong, and the Man of Steel felt a deep uneasiness grip his whole being. That face I saw in the crowd during Jimmy's interviews and what the little girl said light up the whole world. Somehow they go together like parts of a puzzle, but I can't seem to make them fit. If only I could remember. And as he walks along, racking his brain for answers that don't come, he sees the UN building ahead and decides to go in and listen to the debate in the Security Council in an overtime session.
And in conclusion, I wish to place my government irrevocably on record in favor of this giant step forward on the road to peace. Thank you.
It is my great privilege and honor as chairman to announce that the Security Council of the United Nations has this day voted unanimously in favor of the resolution banning the use of all nuclear weapons. I wish to thank the delegates for their devotion to duty and their self-sacrifice in giving up so much of their holiday time so that this legislation could be completed.
That is good news, and it's about time. Banning nuclear weapons is the best. Nuclear weapons, that's it. That face in the crowd, it was Thurston Kilgore, the great nuclear physicist. The last time I saw him was, a Senate committee hearing 8 years ago.
Let me see if I understand you correctly, Dr. Kilgore. You say we now have nuclear superiority enough to deter...
Not just superiority, Senator, and not just a deterrent. We have the capacity to destroy our enemies at one stroke, right now, today.
You mean...
I mean we should launch our nuclear missiles immediately.
Without warning of any kind?
Without warning, without delay, without mercy. Wipe them all out.
You would destroy over 600 billion human beings, men, women, children, just like that?
Just like that. It will be the greatest display of man-made firepower in the history of the universe.
He's mad.
America will be the master of the world for 1,000 years.
That will be all, Dr. Kilgore.
No one will dare oppose us. No one.
Remove that man.
We will remake every government in the world in our image. And those that oppose us.
One of the most brilliant scientists of our time had obviously lost his mind and had to be confined in a mental institution. Diagnosed a hopeless case. A hopeless case. Running loose on the streets of Washington. Great Krypton. I've got to get down there right now. This is a job for Superman. As the mightiest man in the world races through the darkening sky, little does he realize how justified his fears are. At that very moment, in his secret laboratory, not far from the White House, Thurston Kilgore is talking.
Ah, you're awake, my young friend. Good. Soon you will have the privilege of being part of the greatest Christmas happening in 2,000 years. Oh, all right. I'll remove the gag. But it's no use trying to call for help. No one can hear you. Hold still a minute. Ah, there you are.
I don't understand. Who are you? And what's the big happening you're talking about? And why are you holding me in this place?
I am Thurston Kilgore, scientist. But soon I shall be Thurston Kilgore, master of the world.
Master of the world? You've got to be kidding.
Kidding? Not at all. You see these television screens? I'll turn on number one. What do you see?
The White House. The Christmas tree on the lawn.
And here's number two. Now, what do you see?
I'm not sure. Looks like, yeah, a missile at a rocket site.
Very good. That rocket, by the way, is ready for immediate launching and carries a payload of 5 nuclear warheads, each 100 times as powerful as the Hiroshima bomb.
But what has this got to do with...
Patience, young man. Patience. And now, screen number 3.
Another rocket.
And 4. And 5. And 6. There you are. The whole picture.
5 multiple-head rockets.
All tied to the controls in the war room of the Pentagon and targeted on our enemies.
But the only person authorized to push the button is...
Yes?
The President of the United States.
Precisely.
But we're not at war, and he's not about to push that button.
Quite right. Not that button, and not knowingly. But there are buttons and buttons.
I still don't...
Like the button that will turn on the lights on that beautiful Christmas tree.
On the White House lawn?
Right.
You mean to say that button is tied into the rocket launch system you just showed me?
Now you're getting it. It's tied in by a remote control circuit I secretly installed.
And when the president pushes the button that lights the tree...
Good Lord.
For a brief moment, the lights will go on. And then a bomb concealed in one of the tree ornaments will detonate, destroying everyone in the immediate area.
Including the president?
Especially the president. And simultaneously, 5 beautiful rockets will soar like avenging angels through the night sky. And when they reach their targets, they will light up the whole world.
But what have I got to do with all this? Why hold me?
Because you, my young friend, are the bait in a trap I have set to capture and eliminate once and for all the only man who could possibly interfere with my plan, Superman.
Isn't this exciting? What time will they turn on the lights, Harry?
Gee, I don't know. Should be any time now.
Will we be able to see the president from here?
I think so. We got here early enough to pick a good spot. Hey, mister, watch where you're going. Oh, my gosh, it's Superman.
I'm sorry, sir. I was looking for a young newscaster, Jimmy Olsen. He was interviewing people right around here a little while ago. Have you seen him?
Oh, sure. He interviewed us.
Did you see where he went?
Last we saw, I went over to that van over there.
Oh, the WGBS mobile unit. Thanks. Nobody here. What's this on the seat? A note addressed to me. If you want to see Jimmy Olsen alive, come to the top floor of the warehouse at the end of L Street. Signed TK. TK. Thurston Kilgore, so I was right. He was the one I saw on TV. And at that moment, a cheer goes up from the crowd.
Hey, look, it's the president!
I know there's something wrong here. Something involving the president, but I don't know what it is, and I have to go see Jimmy. Well, this is the warehouse, but I don't...
Come in, Superman. The door is open.
Kilgore.
Welcome, Superman.
Where's... Oh, Jimmy, there you are. Are you all right?
So far, but you've got to stop him, Superman. He's going to...
Don't worry. I'll take care of him.
You'll take care of nothing, Superman. You're through.
Superman, what's wrong?
I feel weak. Dizzy.
And soon you will feel nothing. This machine duplicates the deadly rays of green kryptonite, the only substance that can destroy the mighty Superman. And so I leave you both. In a few minutes, you, Superman, will be dead. And my crypto-ray machine will self-destruct, wiping out all evidence of my connection with this place, including you, little Jimmy.
If only I could get loose.
Ta-ta, both of you. I'm off in my armored car to watch the president light up the world.
And just today, the day before Christmas, the United Nations Security Council, in extraordinary session, voted unanimously to ban all nuclear weapons. On this glorious night before Christmas, therefore, there is more hope than ever that peace on Earth and goodwill to all mankind can become a reality.
Come on, get on with it. Get on with it. Light up the tree, Mr. President.
And so with great joy in my heart, I press the button that will light up this beautiful symbol of brotherhood and love.
And just as his finger touches the button, the figure of the mightiest man on Earth swoops down out of the sky.
Man.
Tears one of the ornaments off the tree and hurls it high into the night sky, where it explodes harmlessly with a roar. Now the president is safe at least, but I was too late to prevent the rockets from being fired. Got to stop them somehow. And then occurred one of the most incredible events in the history of the world. Crisscrossing the skies at unbelievable speed, a Man of Steel flies to each of the five rockets in rapid succession, changes their course in mid-flight, and heads them on a collision course with the sun, where their death-dealing potential will be fused with the life-giving energy of Earth's great star. Later, back at the WGBS studios in Metropolis.
What an incredible story, Jimmy.
By sheer luck, my chair fell over as I struggled to break the ropes I was tied up with. And I fell against Kilgore's crypto-ray machine, knocking it over and putting it out of action.
With the rays stopped, of course, Superman's strength returned.
And since Kilgore had shown me where the bomb on the Christmas tree and all the rockets were located, I told Superman, and you know the rest.
What happened to Kilgore?
In a way, I feel kind of sorry for him. The failure of his plan was too much for his twisted mind. And the police picked him up, babbling like a baby on the White House lawn.
Clark Kent, where in the world have you been?
Well, I hate to admit it, but I was tired and went up to my room for a nap. What did I miss?
I go on the air at midnight. Listen, and you'll find out.
You're on, Miss Lane.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Lois Lane with the latest WGBS inside story of how Superman saved the life of the president and prevented World War III in what will probably go down as one of the greatest Christmases.